Go ahead, sell me this pen. You know I hate that question. It's the stupidest question in sales interview history, but as long as there are people out there who ask this question, I have to give you the right answer. So today on the Inside BS Show, I'm giving you the five-step process to answer the question, sell me this pen. And then at the end of this video, I'm gonna share a secret. This is the sixth step in the process, and this secret is guaranteed to get you the job. If you're going for a sales job and somebody says, sell me this pen, this five-step process, along with the sixth step, the secret at the end, is gonna seal the deal for you. So stay with me all the way through the video. Join me right now as I teach you how to sell a pen on the Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo, this is the Inside BS Show, and if you're brand new to my channel, welcome aboard. We solve all your sales problems for you here at the Inside BS Show, and today we're talking about how to sell a pen in a job interview. Now, I know that you hate this question because I hate this question. If you're a real salesperson and somebody asks you to sell a pen, you should be punching them in the mouth. Why? Because selling a pen is about a transaction, it's not about a relationship, but you want the job, so I'm gonna give you the five-step process to answer this question properly. And then at the end of our time together, I'm gonna give you a sixth step, and it's a really big secret. You're not gonna find it anywhere else on YouTube. It's the secret to getting this job when somebody asks you to sell a pen. Let's get right into the content. Okay, number one, when somebody asks you to sell a pen, the first thing you say is, thank you so much for inviting me over. I really appreciate it. Tell me, why do you need a pen? Why am I here? Why do you need a pen? And the person's gonna say, well, I need a pen to write documents, to sign checks, blah, blah, blah. I need a pen because it's gonna help me get my job done on a day-to-day basis. You say, great, I understand. Thanks for clarifying that. Step number two, Mr. Client, do you have a budget for purchasing pens? I mean, you're not gonna spend $1 million on a pen. Are you gonna spend $5, $10, $100? What's your budget for purchasing a pen now? Look, most people don't reveal what their budget is. Most people are very coy when it comes to budget. So the person that you're sitting across from, this person who's interviewing you for the job, is gonna say, look, I don't really have a budget, but I need pens. I need you to help me out here. Figure out how much it's gonna cost. Just tell me how much your pens cost. And you're gonna say, okay, Mr. Client, I understand you don't want to tell me what the budget is, but here's the thing. I have pens that cost $10,000 and I have pens that cost 50 cents. Now, the people who buy the $10,000 pens, they're really successful and they buy a pen because of what it says about them. The people who buy the 50 cent pens, well, they use them and they throw them away. Where are you on the spectrum? Are you closer to a $10,000 pen person, or are you a disposable person with 50 cent expectations for pen sales? Basically, you're giving them a huge range and then they're gonna narrow it down. They're gonna say, no, I'm not a $10,000 person. That's ridiculous. I wouldn't spend $10,000 on a pen, but you know, I do want a really good solid pen. And that leads you to step three, the third question. You say, I got it. Mr. Client, thank you again for answering that. Tell me, what do you want the pen to say about you? Do you want a writing instrument that is going to demonstrate that you're a person of style and sophistication? Or are you just looking for pragmatic utility? Are you just looking for something to write some papers and get the job done? And then give them an example. You know, I need to tell you that Brad Pitt and George Clooney, they use a specific type of pen, and that pen runs in the range of about $200. Now, the doctor up the street, who's a highly successful person, he uses a pen, but it's around, you know, $15, $20. And here's the reason why. The doctor sometimes forgets the pen, and his patients, candidly, they take it, they steal it. Brad Pitt and George Clooney, they use the expensive pen. They put it right in their jacket right away. They don't have to worry about anybody taking their pens. So what does the pen say about you? What do you want the pen to demonstrate to the world? Now, this is a really good question because it forces the person to whom you're selling the pen to think about themselves in an aspirational way. So if this person perceives himself to be Brad Pitt or George Clooney, they're gonna end up skewing on the higher side for a more lavish pen. If they perceive themselves more like a doctor and they want something that's functional, then they're going to perceive themselves more on the functional side. But notice what I did when I said, what does the pen say about you? Even the doctor's pen is about $5, $10, $20. It's more than the 50-cent pen. I took the 50-cent pen right off the table. So when the person says, you know, I'm probably a $20 pen person, you say, fantastic. Here's what I'd like you to do. And then you reach down into your briefcase. You say, here's the pen. This pen is about $30 in price. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take the pen and try it for a week. That's right. Take the pen. Go ahead. Here, take it. Try this pen for a week. Let me know what people say about it. Show it to your friends. Take it home. Show it to your family, your wife, your kids, your spouse. Show it to all them. Let them talk about what the pen says about you. And then I'll come back in a week and we'll talk about whether or not the pen was a good fit. If it's a good fit, it's a $30 pen. You pay me the $30 and you keep it. And here's the thing. If it's not a good fit, we'll try a different pen for a week. Now think about what you've done there. You've basically removed all the risk from the other person for trying the pen. They're going to try it for a week. Now they take the pen home and they show it to their spouse and their spouse goes, oh my gosh, that pen is perfect. It really makes you look sophisticated. It makes you look smart. It makes you the expert and the authority. I can see you signing a lot of checks with that pen. If their spouse says it, their friends say it, they're going to buy that pen from you. If they take the pen home and they don't like it, and then you come back and you give them another pen for the week, what have you done? You've built up a lot of goodwill. You've built up a lot of trust in them. You're building a relationship. Because let's face it, this is not about selling one pen. This is about selling a pen for each day of the week. And then it's about selling a stapler and selling a paperclip holder and selling a desk cover, a nice blotter for them to lean on when they write things. Maybe it's going to be about selling office furniture for them in the future. So you're building a relationship, letting them try a pen for a week and demonstrate how the pen works to their friends, to their family, to people who can validate and confirm the sale is a smart move. Even if that pen doesn't work out and you give them a second pen, that cements the relationship. That really makes it stick. So that's step five. So step one, why do you need a pen? Step two, what's your budget for pens? Step three, what does using a good pen say about you? Step four, try the pen for a week. The pen doesn't work out. Step five, swap it out. Try another pen for a week. You can do this all year long. Let them try 50 pens if they need to. Now, those five steps work almost 99% of the time to sell the pen. But here's the thing. You're selling a pen in a job interview. This is hypothetical. This isn't real life. So the person on the other side of the table is going to throw all kinds of curveballs at you. They're going to say, well, you know, what if I hate pens? Blah, blah, blah. All this other crap. Now I'm going to give you step six. And this is the thing that seals the deal. This is the secret that you're not going to find anywhere else. Before I give you step six, you're in sales and you want to be successful in sales. I want to give you something for free. Scroll down into the description of this video. You will see a website there under the title Free Gift from Dave. There's a website. It says RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info. You'll be able to download my system. It's my system for selling. You can use it to sell anything from pens to aircraft to country club memberships. I've used it in B2B sales. I've used it in high ticket sales my entire career. If you want help selling pens, download that Revenue Roadmap Guide right now. Fill in the questionnaire. You can customize the system for yourself. It's a giant shortcut. Okay, now step six, the secret step to closing the deal, to getting this job when you're selling a pen in an interview. Step number six is, Mr. Smith, here's the thing. If you don't buy the pen, I understand. That's fine. Can you do me a favor? Refer me to someone who you think does use nice pens. Or, Mr. Smith, listen, you used the pen for a week. You didn't like it. I came back. I gave you a second pen. You used that for a week. You didn't like it. Look, it's obvious we're not going to do business here. Could you do me a favor? Could you write me a letter of recommendation? Just write a testimonial for me. letting the world know that I tried to help you as best I could. Here's the thing. Every interaction that you have that follows this script for selling a pen, and by the way, you can use this script for selling anything, not just a pen. Every interaction, you're going to come away with one of three things. You're either going to come away with a sale, you're going to come away with a referral, or you're going to come away with a testimonial or a letter of recommendation. Now, when you turn to the person who's interviewing you and you say, listen, Mr. Interviewer, if you don't buy the pen, that's okay. I'll get a referral from you to someone else who does buy pens. And if you don't buy the pen and you can't think of someone to refer me to, that's fine. I'll get a testimonial because I offered you the use of a pen for free for a week. Then when you didn't like that one, I offered you a second pen for a week. I offered you a third pen. Eventually, if I decide we're not going to do business, I'll get a testimonial from you because you used my pens for a month. We built up a relationship. You like me now, and I'll get a testimonial from you. That's the sixth step here. The secret is every interaction using this methodology to sell a pen, you come away with either a sale, a referral, or a testimonial. When you tell the interviewer that, when he asks you to sell a pen, you're golden. You're going to get the job. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. For more videos on how to make money in sales, look right below this video right now. There's a whole series of videos down there. Use this video. Use all the videos. I'll see you in our next video. Go sell some pens.